See, now, that was one of the best perks I ever had.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
David called, he said, okay, it's in if you want to come over. And so all I had to do was do an interview with him and get it on TV, and he'd give me about five copies of it, and, you know.
Yeah, well, back then they were about, what, $5 a piece?
Yeah.
Now they've doubled that price.
Yeah, well,
but
you know.
But they've stayed that price for quite a few years, I think, around the $10 area, something like that.
Texas football.
Yes, that's right.
So like the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible.
So, well, yeah, something like that. Well, and the thing, of course, I don't know who writes now, but, you know, used to know most of the writers, too, because they take the beat writers from the schools.
Yeah, and I guess Dave still does a column. I haven't seen this year's magazine, but he normally does a column.
Well, see, now they take up space with all those secondary colleges.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I want to know how Angelo State's going to do.
Of course you do. Texas State is going to be really important this year.
Hey, he's on the cover. It's a small picture. Yeah.
So he's not the cover boy.
No. Gary Patterson's the cover boy, but they've got inset pictures of Sumlin.
Yeah.
Franchione. And Larry Coker. So there you go.
You know, what's funny about that, though, is that, you know, there's Gary Patterson, the guy who followed him at TCU that's going to be the cover boy.
Yeah. That's right. So there you go.
There you go.
One of these guys is a really good football coach.
And the other one coaches at UTSA. And then there's a third guy. When Britain's Rebecca Fawcett, I mean, the whole country gets to take credit for her.
Ah, yeah.
Rebecca Fawcett.
Yeah.
Has to drop the kids off at school or needs to go pick up some groceries. She often doesn't bother with using the car. Instead, she just pops out to the field there to run around her house and hops on the family camel.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
One hump or two.
Well, yeah. Be a dromedary, isn't it, if it's
a dromedary, yes, if it's one.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Rebecca. Sorry. Rebecca, her...
Never smoked a dromedary.
I'd fly 10,000 miles to smoke it.
Rebecca and her circus-raised husband, Joseph. I don't know if that meant they kept him in a cage and threw hay at him.
Yeah, really?
And their children, Daisy and Leo, Britain's only owners of a herd of camels.
Can you roller skate in a camel herd?
You might be able to. It's possible. I'm not sure. The family goes out on their camels once or twice a week.
Well, the family that goes out on their camels together stays together.
Probably so. She shares that while people think camels are grumpy and spit all the time, couldn't be further from the truth. I bet they make great lap animals.
I was going to say, are they cute and cuddly?
Yeah, they just come right into the living room and curl up by the fireplace. They're great company and very affectionate, as long as you feed them. And they're also...
Same could be said for any man, too.
Probably. Yeah, that's true.
True. And they're also incredibly nosy, and they rush to garden gates to have a look at whatever anyone is doing as they go past. So they really enjoy having them there and interacting with the people. That's her view of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure exactly how the people feel about camels interacting with them, but what the heck?
Or how the camels feel.
Yes. Morning. Saddle up the camel and let's go to town.
Boss?
Yeah.
Info.
Mason?
You know, they brought camels to Texas and tried to use them.
It worked well.
Yeah. Made a movie about it, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Homps, I believe it was called. Why do I know that and I don't know important things?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
The U.S. Camel Corps, mid-19th century experiment in the U.S. American Army, using camels as pack animals in the southwestern United States. While the camels proved to be hardy and well-suited for travel through the region, the Army declined to adopt them for military use. Horses were frightened by the unfamiliar animals, and their unpleasant dispositions made them difficult to manage.
Well, there you go.
Well, horses spook easily.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, especially if you walk behind them.
You're not supposed to walk behind them.
I know.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You're right.
So there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got knocked to the ground once.
Well, okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I forgave him.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays?
Oh, sure. Let's
do
it.
On the 22nd of June, happy birthday to you. It's your birthday today.
Oh, by the way, today is Stupid Guy Thing Day.
Oh. Well, it's our kind of day.
Because they just make a list.
I'll go home and watch Airplane.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. There you go. There you
Frankly,
go.
I can't think of a better thing to do.
How soon can you land? I can't tell. You can tell me I'm a doctor. No, I mean, I'm just not sure. Or can't you take a guess? Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours? No. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours.
Yeah. There you go. It's priceless. Yeah. We got a lot of birthdays today. We better get to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really?
Well, yeah,
I mean, lots
of, after all.
I hadn't even looked at the weekend yet. Really. This is the day that Ma and Pa Walton share a birthday. Ralph Waite turns 84 years old, and Michael Lerner turns 71 years old. So happy birthday to both of them. In between, you got
Learned. And boy, Pa Walton was kind of robbing the cradle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
84 and 71?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, did he win in Congress or just ran for Congress?
I think he ran.
Okay.
He didn't win.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Singer-actor Kris Kristofferson turned 76 years old today. And Britt Hume, the journalist, he's been here. Matter of fact, he parachuted here, didn't he? He's 69 years old. Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon singing fame.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No. I know you say that, but in fact, what he did is he became a record producer after that.
There you go.
He was, he's really, really very talented, and it was really after, like, the 4 years with you know, Peter and Gordon that that he...
Well, he's talented, but is he lovely?
I don't know if he's lovely, no. He actually was the chief executive officer of Apple Records for a while.
Oh,
is that
right?
Not a bad gig. You know?
There you go. He's 68, nonetheless.
Good for him.
Actor David Lander. You know who that is? That's Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Of course.
Yeah, he's 65 years old.
And little else.
There you go. Singer Todd Rundgren is 64 years old.
He doesn't want to work. He just wants to bang on the drum all day.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of the Osmonds, Alan Osmond, turned 63 years old today.
Bet you couldn't pick him out of a picture.
No.
That's right.
He had big teeth.
Yeah, big teeth and a lot of hair.
Probably one of the best actresses around, certainly living actresses, Meryl Streep. Her birthday is today. She turned 63 years old. She got a movie coming out with Tommy Lee Jones. It looks pretty funny. I saw the previews the other day, so you can look for that. Lindsay Wagner, the actress, turned 63. Also, actor Graham Greene from Dancing with Wolves is 60 years old. Cyndi Lauper just still wants to have fun. She's 59 years old today. And actor Chris Lemon. That would be Jack's little boy, is 58 years old. Actress Tracy Pollan, that's Mrs. Michael J. Fox, turns 52 years old. Carson Daly, the talk show host and also host of The Voice, if you watch that, is 39. Mary Lynn Rice Cub, she played Chloe on 24. She's 41 years old today. And there's probably more, but that's enough for now. What else you got?
Donald Faison, is that his name?
Oh, from Scrubs.
Yeah,
that's Turk.
Yep, be 38. Amy Brenneman is 48.
Oh, yeah, from...
Kurt Wagner, quarterback guy.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, quarterback boy, be 41.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah, there you go. Coming up on...
Saturday.
On Saturday. It's going right here. LaDainian Tomlinson, who just retired, will be 33 years old. Frances McDormand, the actress, turns 55 years old. Alan Turing, the... I don't know who he is. He's dead. Never mind. Didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Selma Blair, the actress, turns 40 years old. And Ted Shackelford, who played Gary Ewing in Knott's Landing, will turn 66 years old.
Maybe
tomorrow.
He'll get a cameo in the new Dallas. You know,
you go. Okay, that's all I got.
Randy
for
Jackson's
tomorrow.
56, and Clarence Thomas is 64.
Oh, one of the Supremes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And on Sunday, coming right up here, is... Sorry. Ah, there we go. Michelle Lee turned 70 years old. Sherry Stringfield, she used to be an ER. Didn't she have some ties to Bryan College Station?
Her family lived here for
That's
a while.
That's right. 45 years old. Mick Fleetwood turned 65 years old on Sunday. And Joe Penny, the actor from Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, turns 56 years old. And that's all I got.
Peter Weller, the RoboCop dude, 65. And
You see him on documentaries now. He is a professor at Syracuse.
Oh, is that right? How very interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Quit that and went out into another world.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And Al Molinaro.
Oh, from Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Still alive.
Wow.
Yep.
93.
Goodness gracious.
He and Abe Vigoda go out and,
and share, shuffle together.
Share oatmeal and grits together or something.
Yeah. Help each other up.
I was going to say, they go out early in the day.
Yeah.